Hey guys, always on the road. You know that the Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour kicks off in September in Los Angeles. The West Coast dates are announced. Go to dansoder.com and see if we're playing a theater by you. It's going to be awesome. You know, the hour is close to ready, and I've been really having fun doing some shows with it. So come on out to the Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour starting in September in Los Angeles at dansoder.com. Still doing some clubs though. Still keeping the knife sharp. I'm not just going to take off time until that happens. So I'm on the road. June 20th and June 21st, I will be at the New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. Then in July, July 18th and 19th, I'm going to be at the Funny Bone in Virginia Beach. And then July 31st through August 2nd, I'm going to be at the Empire Comedy Club in Portland, Maine. So any of those dates, you know, it's East Coast. Go to dansoder.com and get those tickets. It is fun. I will say I'm not political at all, but
I will say it
has been very fun watching like tin hat behavior become mainstream.
Oh, yeah. These like lunatics.
People that before the internet would have never been into like conspiracy theories.
No. They don't read.
I remember before the internet being like bringing up like after the movie JFK came out, like just bringing up like the conspiracy theory that the government killed JFK
and your family would be like,
what's wrong with you? That's not real. Stop listening to that crazy shit. And now they go, well, my theory is now people just match theories.
Oh, because there's so much out there to read and like compare. And it is quite funny.
It's a consumer's market.
My father has voted conservative for the last fucking 10 years.
And what did he do?
He voted liberal.
That's crazy.
And they all hated Trudeau.
Yeah, hated
They
him.
Hated
but
him.
It turned out it was Trudeau.
Yeah.
It turned out it was the hot, rich kid.
I can't believe, I thought he was hot. I voted for him because of his dick and khakis. He's a hot guy. I was like obsessed with him.
He definitely had that like.
Well, I did NDP because we had the independent parties.
Sure.
So we had like the new Democratic Party.
How many do you guys have in Canada?
I don't know. Three, that was the main. Liberal, conservative, NDP.
Okay.
New Democrat Party, whatever they were. And they almost won. This guy, Jack Layton, was about to win in the first time in like 20 years. Everyone fucking loved him. He was like the people's people. He was like so cool.
He was your Bernie Sanders.
Dies.
No.
Fucking dies. And then his wife, Olivia Chow, takes over. No one liked her. She's a dumb bitch.
And she comes in. She goes,
I knew what you wanted.
And we're like, no, you didn't. And then no one voted for her.
Damn.
So annoying.
I didn't realize that maybe I'm not into American politics, but I'm super into other people.
I was like, you know more of me. I don't know any politics. I know nothing.
I don't know. I like that, but that's what the internet does is it makes everyone have to have an opinion about everything.
I try to steer clear of any kind of thing like that.
Like of opinions? I respect that.
Not opinions.
I respect the fuck out of that. You go, like, try to hit me. I'm water.
I just don't want to get involved in all that. Like,
I don't believe in like
on stage and stuff. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, when I was little, I remember my mom being like, the two things you never talk to people about are religion or politics. Mm-hmm. Like when I was like little, like lesson.
That's a good lesson.
And my mom was like, don't ever bring up politics or religion to people you don't know. And I was like, great idea. Now that's all everyone does.
That's all everyone does all the time.
That's how people start conversations now. They go, well, who you vote for? Yeah.
It doesn't really like, I don't know. I thought it would affect me more and like my friends. Like, I think my boyfriend voted for Trump. He won't tell me.
That's just a good place.
And I almost opened his ballot when he wasn't home.
No, do not do that.
I was so close.
Do not do that.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
You would make him.
That's so bad. No, I would never do that.
Well, first off, you'd make him xenophobic. No. He would be like, fucking Canadians.
And he'd be like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like, trust is gone.
And you see he wrote in like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Like,
he wrote it in his own blood.
I miss him. I miss my old Jewish peepaw.
And then he's religious and I'm not.
Is he in the business?
Yeah, he's a comedian, musician, actor guy. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And he's religious.
His whole family is like super born again Christian.
Is he?
Yes. They pray and we go home. Like at dinners. We all have to hold hands.
Nice. Which one do you do? Bless us, O Lord, and these I guess that you're about to receive.
No, they do like their That's own. They make it up.
They freestyle?
They freestyle.
They go,
yeah, yeah.
Jesus. Jesus. Give me this, all this bountiful.
And then they all harmonize.
That'd be fucking sick.
That would be, I mean.
I'd be into religion. Black religion I get.
Because they're always dancing and having fun. Oh, yeah.
You know? And then in white religion, they're just like, yeah, fucking.
Well, those like scary church shows, those big fucking churches, those are nuts.
So one of my favorite things to do when Katie and I get high and we're home on the weekend and it's like Saturday afternoon, Verizon Cable has like, Fios has like a ton of channels. Look into it.
Are you sponsored by them?
Verizon Fios. Pieces of shit just got us a new fucking cable box because it was locking up. But there's religious stations. So we'll watch like the Jewish channel. Newsflash, they're way in on Israel. You're just like watching this and you're like, it'll be like Jesus saves and it'll be like, why Israel is right? And then you're like, Jewish channel.
Okay, yeah.
But then we'll watch like Jim Baker. Do you remember, like, do you know who Tammy Faye Baker was?
No, we didn't have these things in Canada.
Yeah, this is great. This is a piece of Americana that I love sharing with you, which is like these like preachers, right? They get like so far away from the actual message of Christianity. Uh-huh. They're just like, give me money and God will like you. But Jim Baker's just this old dude. And he just sits there going like, Jesus loves me. And everything's going to be fine. And then he has people that come on and go like, how blessed are we? How blessed? But they push this product I'm obsessed with. It's called Grid Down, Chow Down. I got
to
look it up.
No, I need to know what this
I'm
is.
I'm going to show it to you.
Grid it's, Down, Chow Down. And they're trying to act like this is religious somehow.
No, but they sell it on the religious channel.
Oh, God. This
but it's dried meat.
Hey, I love jerky.
But not that fun. Now imagine the fun of love, but ruined by religion. And that's what Grid Down, Chow Down is.
So there's no, it's not jerky. What is it? Chicken pieces?
Here it is.
Like dog treats. Grid Down, it's a cow with the American flag in it.
12 servings of freeze-dried raw ground beef straight to your door.
Ew.
And then you just pour water in it.
Ew. Oh my God, no, that is not jerky. Oh my God, that's so disgusting.
That's like hamburger meat that you just like dried and then you put
it
in.
You pour water on it and mix it up and God will love you.
Old Jimmy B is selling this by the pound. He must be an
investor. People are buying that?
Oh, I bet.
Oh,
I mean,
oh my God.
Grandma's chili. All the stuff you can make.
And they have
it.
Recipes for you.
We forget to thaw our meat for taco night. Luckily, I had this on hand. It was ready in minutes and so easy. Don't put that in my body.
Don't put
that in my body.
No.
I don't fucking.
Can you imagine going to someone's house for dinner and they're like, oh shit, I forgot to dethaw the meat again. And then you hear clumps of beef hitting a bowl.
What is that bag saying? She goes, Grid Down, Chow Down. And you go, you're feeding me apocalypse meat?
That's worse than apocalypse meat. I'd rather have like an old beet can that was all like rotted from like 1902 than that.
I would rather with my rifle, you know, coming off the plains. This is the apocalypse.
Okay.
And I like, and I take my God. I take my mask to breathe the poison air.
Yes.
And I go, and I come into a gas station. I would rather eat a can of Spam that I found than a bag of Grid Down, Chow Down. And it just looks
unreal.
Like raw beef Doritos.
I kind of want to buy it for someone as a joke now.
I almost feel like I should order it. And when you come back, we need to do a cooking show.
Your diarrhea would be unmatched with that.
Listen, I've had every shade of the rainbow as diarrhea goes.
I'm on the road.
Yeah.
I have a hemorrhoid. I got one this morning and I'm absolutely pissed.
Do you have a travel squatty potty?
No, I saw your squatty potty in there. I find those perverted.
Why?
I find it perverse. I don't need
stirrups.
I don't need my knees in my eyes when I'm taking a fucking shit.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Because you need to straighten your colon. Maybe you wouldn't have that hemorrhoid because you're pushing.
So I'm not pushing.
First off, you walked right into my argument.
Hey, I'm not pushing. You can get hemorrhoids from stress.
You think you're not pushing.
I think I know if I'm pushing on my shit or not.
You got that bubble butt. You got that little butt bubble because you're pushing. Because guess what?
Hey, it's slipping out.
I had a horrific drinking problem and my hemorrhoids were raging. And then ever since the squatty potty revolution, thanks to Howard Stern.
Okay, you still drinking?
And what's that?
You still drinking?
No, I quit drinking 12 years
ago. Then maybe that's what it is.
That's too easy of a solution.
No. That's what it is. It's the acidity in the alcohol. Yeah. It's the constant diarrhea. That's what it is.
I mean, I was shitting mulch. My shit was rough.
Hey, you should spread that around New York so dogs can take a piss and shit somewhere. I don't know where your dog's pissing and shit in the city.
There's enough human beings spreading mulch in New York City.
There's no mulch anywhere.
There's
no grass.
I walk Myrtle down over there, right? And there was this taco place that's closed. But one morning we were walking and just human diarrhea.
Really?
Clearly a pile of human diarrhea in this doorway. And I'm like, That's dire. And Myrtle's like, let me smell that. And you're like, no.
My dog loves human shit.
Yeah.
And I know it's human shit because I'll hike up Griffith and there'll be a piece of toilet paper beside it. Oh. And I know there's no fucking your dog's like, coyote up there wiping its ass.
Yeah. Coyote's like, ah, please. Oh, yeah. That one hurt.
The hemorrhoid's back.
Yeah.
I
feel like your dog is very lucky because living in New York, I feel constantly bad for Myrtle.
Yes. A main reason I never wanted to, every time I come to New York, I'm like, why do I live here? Because I live in LA and it's hell. But I'm here. I'm like, I can't have a golden retriever. Where is she going to go?
There's golden retrievers in this building, and I feel horrible for them. Because I grew up with a golden retriever. And
you did?
Oh, yeah. Montana was a good boy. Montana?
What kind of golden?
Red golden.
Red golden?
105 pounds.
Oh, fuck. That's a big dog. Susan's 80 and is pushing it. She's been told she's obese.
We loved giving Montana treats.
It's so hard not to have the stupid face, and then the whites in the eyes show up.
And the eyebrow. Their eyebrows. She's got killer eyebrows. But yeah.
Her eyebrows are crazy. She's a good size.
She's like 45 pounds.
Okay.
But she's like the perfect apartment size. Yes. We used to live in New Jersey, and there was a better dog park, so you got to run her around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I do feel bad, but I try to take her on very long walks. And in the summer, she doesn't want to go on long walks.
They're hot as hell. Stinks out there.
That fucking sidewalk.
Oh, yeah,
she's like,
burning.
get this out of here.
Is there a thing upstairs, like a pee pad somewhere?
They don't let the dogs up there. There's one lower. There's on a level, but it's just piss. It's just like a sponge. Stinks.
Have you ever traveled with her at an airport? Have you gone those
She couldn't handle a plane.
Piss.
I always see him with the little fire hydrant in
there. Oh, yeah. No need for that.
We don't get a smoking section, but we get a fucking room of hot piss?
It's burning piss. It's bad.
People need to go back to not being able to bring their dogs.
No.
Yeah.
I think people who have poorly trained dogs should not be allowed to have their dogs on the plane.
They should have to go through a course.
They should. My dog goes on the plane with me sometimes.
That's great.
In her service vest.
How great is it to go on the road with a dog?
Can I tell you now? We go through TSA. I take off her harness and her leash. She fucking waits on the other side. I go like this. I go, come. The whole TSA is like this. Losing their fucking minds.
That's a human in a suit.
It's crazy. Comes over, sits right beside me, and they have to test my hands. And I Myrtle there. Could. Nothing. It's unbelievable.
Myrtle could never. I'd be like, where's Myrtle? And she'd be just down by a Hudson News. Be like,
taking a shit outside the Hudson News.
She's just smelling. You go, Myrtle, get back here. She's like, huh? Yeah, dude, if I don't have a leash, that dog. Well,
she doesn't listen to me normally, but at the airport, it's like a different fucking dog.
Oh.
She's like, she knows something.
She got her formal brain on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But she doesn't. Also, like having a dog with a human name, they don't answer.
Yeah.
Like if I was like, Bruno, there's no answer. Yeah. Susan never answers me, and they look psycho.
I'll try talking to her. I'll go, Myrtle. And she's like, not looking at me. I go, Myrtle. She's like, what? And you're like, I need attention. I need attention too. It's not just dogs.
I laugh harder at my dog than I do majority comedians.
Yeah, my dog's timing is better than some comedians.
Oh yeah, it's insane.
The way she sighs,
where
I'll say stuff and she'll go and you're like, I'm sorry, am I bothering you? She'll be like, Myrtle's dude, sometimes we'll be like, it. I love you, Myrtle, and she'll be like, and like put her head on the arm chair and you're like, fuck you.
Fucking
you
bitch.
Got me.
Yeah.
Canada to LA was that the direct route?
Oh yeah. And that's a bizarre route. All my friends are here. I'm best friends with Alex Pavone. All my friends are here.
Rules.
He's psychotic.
Yeah.
All my friends are here. Graham, Pat Bircher.
Pat Bircher's
so funny. They're all funny. All the Canadians are funny. There's a couple.
I love Canadians.
That aren't.
I love Canadians. Name names. I love Canadians because you guys get this unfair rap. Like people give you this like misconceived notion that you're just like polite and kind of pushovers. Mm-hmm. And then when you read any historical stuff about wars specifically, it's the Canadians that always go too far. It was like World War I and World War II. Like there were people that were afraid of specifically the Canadians. Because
really?
They're like, you guys are nuts. Because you guys like leave that fucking friendship behind and you're like, the Great North. You guys are north of the wall.
We also, I don't know where that came from. Most Canadians you meet were kind of rude.
Well, you guys do what people in the Midwest do in the United States, which is you present polite, mm-hmm. and then it quickly evaporates.
I'd say all the Canadians here are irritable, and we're always Nate.
Yeah.
McIntosh. He's always pissed. You wouldn't guess he's Canadian.
Oh,
he's
my God.
He's angry all the time. He's psychotic.
You would think he was a Jewish New Yorker. Yeah,
he's crazy.
The way that he's like, what is this? And you're like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Is that with your boyfriend being religious and American, what is that like a weird thing?
No, I thought it was going to be. I actually like it. Because when we first started dating, I'm like, I'm an atheist. He's like, no, you're not. I go, well, yeah, I am. He's like, what does that mean? I'm like, I don't believe in anything, really.
Has his family accepted that?
They've come around. I'm like trying. I hold hands.
You hold hands.
I keep my eyes open.
So when an atheist,
I have to see how weird it is.
Because I'm in between. I'm an agnostic.
Okay.
I believe that there's something, but we just don't know what
it is. I guess I believe there's something.
I just don't believe
in like the whole God, that all that.
I don't believe in man-made religion.
No, I don't believe in.
Which might make me sound stupid. I am stupid, so you're not proving a point. but I'm always amazed with, I always respect religious people's faith. Because they just fucking believe.
And they do. Like, and it's kind of nice.
It is. It is very nice. And I think we spent like a lot of the 90s, 2000s, and the teens really shitting on religion.
Yeah.
And then people like we were talking about, my boy Jim Baker.
Yeah.
Shout out, chow down, grid down, chow down.
You're going to be sponsored by this in a week.
I would welcome them with open arms.
Oh my God.
But then I would heavily criticize the product. Yes, please. I would. This wouldn't be like Mando. Try Mando. I rub it all over my body.
Kitty pool in here. A little doggy kitty pool. Just fill it up with the meats.
You don't think Myrtle would be fucking on the wall?
Myrtle would be fucking slopping back.
And then just pissing out of her asshole.
Yeah. She would all just over the
her,
elevator?
I'd just be holding her like a water balloon, just squeezing her. She's like, yeah. So if Grid Down Chow Down wants to sponsor this podcast.
It does sound like it's something that like a redneck would have made up. Like Grid Down Chow Down.
It sounds
pull
like.
Pull up the fucking trailer park and suck it back,
that
bitch.
It sounds like eating pussy in a truck bed.
Actually, that's kind of what it probably looks and tastes like.
Grid Down Chow Down.
That's what mine looks like after the water hits it.
He goes,
give it 5 minutes. It's defrosting.
Put your tongue to it and it de-thaws. You ever ate pussy after a girl bowls 20 frames, and you go, Grid Down, Chow Down.
Grid Down, Chow Down.
Let me do the little.
Steve Reich.
Let me do the little blurb on the side. It's like sucking sweaty jean pussy. And they go,
have you done that? That's a very specific reference. Holy hell. I've never heard that
one. How the words
work. No. You've had some hot jean puss.
Just some clammy clam.
That was me yesterday. I was wearing jeans. It was too hot.
You can't do that.
Walking around, puss was all tucked up all day.
I mean, you guys have, we have it.
We need to air it out.
Ours can get gross and clammy, but ours also is on the outside.
Yeah, so I feel like it airs out quicker.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you need to really.
Wearing like a lighter fabric in the summer.
Cotton. I've got cotton on right now. You got to really, my mom always said, you got to let it air out. You got to let it breathe.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. And that's what the penis is. The penis catches a little bit of a wave of wind and you go, I'm aired out.
We can wear the shorts, the basketball shorts, right in, right out the other side.
And she has, I feel bad for Katie because sometimes I'll just be at home and I'll be in shorts and just start knocking around and she'll be like,
knocking around.
You know, like itching.
I thought you were just jerking off.
Oh, no. I'm not a circus chimp.
I was like, what do you mean knocking around?
I go, Steph, I should tell you, I aggressively masturbate in front of my.
Like, that's why Myrtle was in the crate when I got in here.
And she's like, leave it alone. But
she's like looking at vacuums and you're like, ugh.
And I'm like, knocking it around. Back to Grid Down, Chow Down.
Back to Grid Down, Chow Down.
No, but I feel like religious people, like the regular religious people, took such a criticism in beating in general, almost like popular culture.
Yes.
It was like really, like the atheists kind of took over in there.
Well, because I think the 90s, the grunge era, that whole era was like, fuck God.
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Oh, you're listening to these old fucking ways.
Yeah.
And people kind of were like, younger generations, as they got older, like, oh yeah, I'm not religious. So that's why it's kind of cute to me when people are religious.
I love it.
I go,
I'm also like, oh, he can't cheat on me because the Lord says it's bad.
There you go.
Tell myself that. Give me something in my head.
But then I think all these other preachers like Joel Osteen and them found this like empty vacuum of people. And they're like, I just tell them they're going to do well if they give me money.
And
then
like,
that's our preachers now with their cat teeth. And they're
it's creepy. I'd like to go to one time though and like pretend to go up there and be saved. I think I'd really sell it.
You think you're going to get fucking front row seats?
You better believe
to
it.
To a Joel Osteen?
How much are those?
I don't know, but it's probably
covered in Grid Down Chow Down. I glue them to myself. I walk in just covered in meat.
Grid Down Chow Down. You're up for
pour me in the holy water.
Jim Baker, I've been waiting my whole life to meet you. He goes, well, anybody that eats Grid Down Chowdown is a fan of mine. They should have to eat it on the show.
Yeah, yes, they should. There's no way.
You promote it, eat it.
Yeah. Eat it now.
Now all the comments are going to be like, well, then where are your sponsors? And maybe I am wearing the perfect jean. I wonder if they if they get the pressure, like podcasts get the pressure, where they go, have you ate the Grid Down Chowdown? He goes,
hard to get down.
It's why? It's not called keep down. It's called chow down.
Chow down and then chow and out of your
and
ass.
And then chow up.
Chow up, chow out.
I'm chowing up.
I want to try. I'm going to buy it because my boyfriend loves jerky. That's why I thought of jerky right away.
Yeah.
Also,
it's like if you love America.
Yeah.
I like any product that also goes, and also if you love America. Like, oh yeah, that'll get me to eat bad meat.
That will get,
just go like America. That's the one thing I do love about this country is you can just slap patriotism on anything.
People it is. I just applied for my citizenship. Speaking of America, I'm terrified that Trump is going to take away my green card
because
he's been stopping people at the border.
If you become our 51st state. It's my favorite thing to say to any Canadian.
It's so crazy.
I go, hey, Canadian, get in. The water's warm.
As if that's all we have.
Yeah.
Is being Canadian.
Yeah.
There's nothing else about us. We don't really have a big war. You're like World War II. What do we do? I don't even know. You're saying.
You guys helped out World War I, World War II. You guys helped out in the Iraq War. You helped out in all of our wars. Vietnam.
Some stuff. But we want to be our own fucking place.
Well, can I push back on this a little bit?
Yeah, let's hear it.
You guys put the queen on your money. You put the king on your money.
That was getting weird. That queen stuff was weird. They were really obsessed with them. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Bizarre. So you guys are talking at both sides of your mouth. You don't want to become our 51st state because we're neighbors. We're right here. But you're over here throwing King Charles on your money.
Is that new? Because I knew the queen we had for a while. King Charles.
I was up in Winnipeg. Lovely city. Especially in the winter.
It is the worst city on the planet.
It is wild. I got COVID and stuck there.
No.
Yeah.
That's hell. The club's fine. You did Rumors?
Rumors is awesome.
Rumors is great.
Rumors is out.
I last time I was there, a couple times ago, I stayed in the condo and I may have got a little drunk and I may have fucked a guy in the shower and I may have broke the shower curtain and I may have had to pay for it. I'm like, it was $40. Just pay for it.
Yeah, but that's also, what a fun old school, that's like an old school comedy story.
Oh yeah, no, like,
I'm in the condo in Winnipeg.
It's 3 a.m, I bring this broad home. And
I got him butts to nuts and we're going nuts. I'm going to show you the picture. I think I can find it. When I got COVID, I had to stay in this hotel, obviously in Winnipeg. Cool.
The one that put you up at, that one way
the
up
Hyatt
there?
House?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Tyler.
Tyler's great.
He's great. He went and got me
like stuff,
edibles and tests.
Okay.
So I just ate edibles and tested myself constantly.
Fuck.
So I could get home.
How long were you stuck there?
4.5 days.
Okay. I thought it was 4.5 weeks and I was going to
call. But let me find you.
I was going to call the Canadian army.
Dude, I would love.
The Mounties come and strap you to the back of a horse. And
Well, he snuck me in. They drove me through Fargo.
Did they really?
Yeah.
DUI?
Because they were testing at the airports, but they weren't testing at the border.
Okay.
So when you drove across the border, they're like, all right, welcome back.
Come on in. And you're like,
bud. And then you're like, I definitely have COVID. But I kept threatening Tyler that I was, I'm going to find it. I'm right here. Yep, here it is. That was the picture out of my hotel room in Winnipeg.
That's Winnipeg. Yeah. A desolate death.
I'm sending it to you so you can put
it literally
in. We'll show you right now on the episode.
Winnipeg, that's what it looks like all year round, though. There's never, if you're thinking of going to Canada, Vancouver, Montreal, Toronto in the summer, don't be doing. Do you know that Toronto has a nude beach?
A nude beach?
Yeah, on the island.
You know what's the thing about nude beaches is?
You never want to see the people that are naked.
Yeah. It's always the people that are.
It's always the gay men with a really tiny sphinx.
Which in that point, you're almost like, good for you.
Yeah, but they're so smug. Walking around with that little thing, mucking around.
Their little pigtail.
Oh, have you ever seen a micro?
A micro penis?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been hooking up with a guy that
Oh, yeah. It was
Did he crazy. Warn you?
No. We kept making out. And I kept being like, okay. And I kept like, I'm a pervert. So I'm like, let me drink the thing off.
You're like,
so
I need it.
I need it. I'm starving.
I'm cum hungry. And he goes, don't say that.
Yeah. He goes, so I kept
that's
like,
too much.
I kept trying to muck. So it was like third time now. I'm like, okay, this is like, we're in the bed. He kept pushing my hand. He goes, no, it's okay. And then I remember that I have it was night and I have curtains and the neighbor's light was shining in through one like slit of the blinds and I peeked. I went
like smaller
tip, tip, tip of the finger, pinky tip.
Oh, and was he nice? Was he a nice guy?
No, he wasn't that nice, and he wasn't very funny. And you gotta be. You have to be.
Did you see?
Why do you think I got so funny?
Yeah. You have SMS. A tiny vagina. You have the tiniest vagina.
Yeah, this is real.
I have a micro puss. No one ever talks about him.
I got fucking chow down, mow down. You fucking,
you piss like a squirt gun. It's like. It just shoots out.
I have to pump it out to get it going.
You're making that noise. I go, Steph's pissing, and I don't feel comfortable with it.
That's why I have a hemorrhoid. You go, forcing out my piss. Yeah.
But then your shit comes out like, ding, 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 ding. You're like, oh, shit.
This sounds like a Japanese game show. These
I
know.
I guess Steph's a piss. I guess a piece of the piss stream from Steph Atari.
Very thin. Hot, though.
Hot.
But
piss.
I remember seeing it and being like, oof, that's.
How did you conclude that?
I saw it and I was like, I've eyes. I mean, conclude that.
Yeah, but
like,
did you give it away that you. Did he know that you saw it?
Well, yes. Because then he was like, we were talking about having sex. And I go, okay, well, I need you to wear a condom. This is before I saw it. Like, can you put a condom on?
He goes, so.
I can't. And I go, well, I'm not having sex with you because I don't know where you've been. Well, that was nowhere. So this is the best. It went in. He put it in. And I felt bad. So I pretended. I went, oh.
There's no way.
I couldn't feel a damn
did he,
thing.
He didn't believe it, did he?
I think I'm pretty good at acting.
But I would just have the empirical evidence in front of me.
No.
Have a micro penis.
Yes.
And that I don't think that would make a woman make that noise.
No, there's no way. She goes, but I had to put,
oh, I'm just
what am I supposed to go? Where is it? I
no,
can't.
No, you just go like.
I do your dog sniffing.
Sniffing for it. But what, I mean.
It went in for a little bit of time and I guess came out. I actually don't know medically what happened down there. I'm not sure.
As we're talking about this.
You're rock hard.
I'm a miniature penophile. I'm a micro penophile. I go, you know what really drives me wild? Oh. Dudes with the tiniest dicks.
Oh, so small and
I think
cute.
If I were in prison and I found out my cellmate had a micro penis.
You'd be gay?
It'd be much easier. They go, what did they do? They fucking you in there? You go, yeah, but did he?
Yeah, he's.
They go, I don't know.
He's giving the old
college
try.
Give me that ass.
Try.
I go, oh,
okay.
No. Oh, no. I go, this guy will kick the shit out of anyone in the yard that looks at me wrong. All I got to do is take a micro penis pounding. I go, oh,
Dowie.
And they go, hey, man, you that gay guy that fuck. I go, hey, he's got a micro dick. And then I blow it all up.
And then everyone's like, I want him. No, I want him.
No, he's my man. I go, get your hands off my man. I got to suck his little micro penis.
I don't even know if you could suck it. It'd be that small.
What would a blowjob of a micro penis look like? Do you like knock it around like a cat?
No, I think like a salt lick. Like, you know what? Yeah, like a deer is like.
Dude, I wonder how. I'm scaling this out for size, but I'm wondering, my average penis size, mm-hmm. a giant tongue licking it, would I be like, oh, like for them?
Oh, it must feel
amazing for them. Like you going like, do a micro penis. He's like, yeah, like shoot him.
Because I don't even know how you would even like jerk it off, really. Like
you just go like, do you
it might
pimp
be more
it?
Rubbing.
Yes.
I'm having more friction.
Yeah,
more
it has
humping.
To be like, you have to, because. Sound off in the comments.
No, I'm not saying this to be make fun. I actually feel really bad for them.
I want to know the physics of this.
I found out though that I know one guy who has one who had a baby.
I still think they shoot cum.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's a long way for it to get in there.
Damn, that's like a fucking half court shot.
Yeah, that's.
You gotta take that thing and go. And at half court, he's gonna try to make a baby with his micro penis. That thing is in.
It's in there.
I think she walked in with the test and she goes, "You got me."
So floored. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. I don't know if they did like a, maybe they did an egg thing in the thing.
Imagine having a micro penis and then you have a baby and you're instantly jealous of the baby's dick size.
That might happen.
They come out and you go,
really? Didn't get that from me.
Oh, well, looks like you got it from your big dick mom. Your fucking hung mother.
But wouldn't you be happy though?
Hung mother has to be the name of the episode.
Hung mother?
From your hung mother. I literally keep thinking about.
That's a good name for an album. Yeah, hung mother.
Of licking a micro penis has got to feel incredible. incredible.
It must be the easiest blowjob to give too. Like, cause otherwise I'm down there and I'm trying. I suck hard because my boyfriend's hot and I don't want to lose him.
Nice.
So I suck so hard the other day I got a crick in my neck. Yeah. And I had to put an icy hot patch on.
Damn, dude, you're like taped up.
Oh, I'm taped
up. You have that tape that they put on shoulders.
Huffing that dog.
Where he goes, you were really in there today. But you have a micro penis. You were stuck with micro penis. You go like this. And he goes, oh, fuck. Goes, what the fuck is that? Just,
I want
all the men at home that are thinking about this. Imagine your penis, but a giant tongue.
Just licking.
Just up and down.
You're like a dry tongue, kind of? So it was a bit of friction.
Oh, yeah.
Not just like a cat. A little like they haven't had water in a couple hours.
The taste buds do have friction on
them. Yeah,
it,
so yeah.
They have a light head, a giant tongue. And then there's all these. You know what? That's what you need to create a dating app that pairs fat-tongued women with tiny dick men.
There it is. Simple Bliss. Stuff. Have you seen a fat tongue woman? I don't know what these fat tongues are.
I believe they're mostly called mentally retarded. But I think you get it. Yeah, like there's like a lady that's like
kind of stuck out. Yeah, they do have big. They do have big tongues. Did you watch Love on the Spectrum?
No, Love on the Spectrum. It's so sweet.
It's so sweet.
It's so sweet that I'm just like.
It's too much for you.
I just am like.
No, it's so nice.
I want to volunteer.
Yeah, after we watched it, my boyfriend keeps saying we should do Love on the Spectrum because he thinks I'm unwell.
He thinks you're close to it?
He thinks I'm something's going on.
Do you think that was the excuse he told his family when you first started criticizing their prayers?
Yeah, they're like, she's stupid.
He goes, hey, she's...
You've seen the show Love on the Spectrum?
Yeah, he goes,
that's how I met her.
Yeah, and they go, oh.
Oh, she's...
There's always these moments where... You know what it is like these moments on Love on the Spectrum, it's like genuine... feelings in a way that's like, I think every reality show you question
what they're doing it for, if they want the fucking followers. Yeah, these people are like, and they get
hi Abby, and they go hi.
The excitement when she comes on the corner, his eyes are like,
he's like
you look so happy,
like, you look beautiful, and you're like
and then if it doesn't work, they're like, bye, thank you. I don't like you as that. Yeah. We're friends.
Instead of trashing a restaurant and being like, you could have never had me. Motherfucker's like, you stupid slut. I fucking didn't even like you. They're like, I think your shoes are beautiful. And you're like, yes.
Yeah, they would never comment my nose. They'd be, your eyes are pretty and your nose is small. I'd be like, is it?
Oh, you go, what you got down there?
I think I one time fooled around with a guy and I didn't realize till we met up again that he wasn't all there.
Really?
We did a lot of cocaine.
Oh.
And
can mentally people do cocaine?
Well, yeah.
Does it make them normal? Does it speed them up to where they're like, he's like, I said I would never do that again. Anyways.
So what were you saying again?
Where'd you go to undergrad?
Yeah. Ecology major. Cool.
He goes, yeah, I live with my parents, but honestly, they don't really give me a lot of problems. Anyways, I think, and then
so
in the morning he
did live
goes,
with his mom.
Wow.
No, this is
cereal.
Were you there? This is. I swear to God, he brought me back to his house, and didn't tell me. And we show up, and his mom's like, "You brought a girl home," and we were like, "I'm so fucked." I'm like, "Wow, these marble counters are beautiful."
Yeah,
what
are your backsplashes?
I go, "That's a deep sink." So fucked. Go in the basement. Fuck all night. Not well, of course.
He wasn't good.
He was fine. He had a big dick.
There you go.
Because
honestly,
swing low, sweet cherry.
Yeah, that's why they give the micro penises to the smart guys so they can rationale why they have it. The dumb ones get the hammers.
Big one. Yeah. And then we met up the next day, and I kept waiting for him to come pick me up. He's like, he calls me. He's like, I fell asleep in the car on the side of the road. And I was like, what? He's like, I don't know where I am. Shows up in Toronto, starts driving where the streetcars are. He's like on the streetcar tracks, driving the streetcars. Like, cars aren't allowed on there. And okay. I like got in the car and I sat down and he's like, I looked over and I went, and I opened in the middle of traffic, I opened the car door and I ran out.
Damn.
It was bad.
Damn.
It was scary.
Yeah.
Not because he was.
I'm trying to decipher.
I don't know if he was like on something too. Like it was, he can drive.
I'm trying to decipher if he was mentally retarded, a himbo, like a male bimbo.
No, I think he worked construction. I think he's been hit in the head a lot. I think something is like
could be missing. Some CTE brain.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, because sometimes you see people and you're like, there's a comedy club, and I won't say where, but I'll never perform there again. If you see me in public, this is always the rule on this podcast. It's a rule on the regs. If you see me in public and I'm talking shit and I omit something, you come see me live, dansunder.com for live dates. I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is.
Does it rhyme with gazoobies?
No, okay. I love my goobies.
That do you? Rules.
Yeah.
That was the worst weekend of my life.
Oh, I love that. I love that club. And I've sold shit tickets there.
I've sold one ticket. I don't know why I'm there.
But I love that club. Okay. I don't know. There's something about it. It just hits the perfect amount of road for me where I'm like,
okay. I'm asking the second after.
But this, the club owner was like talking to me in a way where I was like, I was taking it as aggression.
Okay.
Where I was like, I don't like this guy. This guy's like talking shit to me. This guy's fucking with me. That's what I kept thinking.
Okay.
He was fucking with me. And then it was a Thursday through Saturday weekend. And then on like Saturday, the local MC goes, you know, he has a brain injury. And I went, no shit. And he goes, oh yeah, he's had like two major brain injuries. And then he started talking to me and I went, there it is.
There it is.
And you go, I don't have any aggression towards you.
You. Then he gives I still think you're a stupid bitch.
Yeah, but I go, look at you. You run this.
And then
like the way I was talking to him changed. Yeah. I go, look who's in the room.
Thanks for having me.
Whereas Thursday and Friday, I'm like, I don't know, man. Take me to the hotel. What is this? What's wrong with you? And on Saturday, I go, hey, buddy.
Hey, pal.
Yeah. Did you write out the check? Whoa, you have your own checkbook.
Ooh, and your own pen.
Oh, and he'll text me stuff. He'll be like, David Lynch died. And you're like, hey, buddy. No malice. Zero malice out of my end. But that really does, you don't realize.
No,
and then
you
someone
realize.
Goes, yeah, that guy fucking got hit in the head. And you go, got it.
There's a new thing going around where people that are autistic are blaming being a bitch on being autistic.
Yeah, yeah.
No. You're a bitch.
You're an asshole.
You're a fucking piece of shit. Don't be blaming autism. Every autistic person I've met are the nicest people on planet Earth.
Yeah, a lot. That's exactly true.
Bizarre. Have you ever done roast battle in LA?
Yeah.
I always bring this guy up. I can't remember his name. He always takes his shirt off. He's jumping around. Mm-mm. He's like the main guy for roast battle. He's always like there. He's the most autistic person I've met my entire life. Couldn't be nicer. Hello, Stephanie. How are you? Nice to see you. Great set. Can't wait to see you again.
Yeah.
Nicest man ever. Never. So don't be like, I'm autistic. I'm your bitch.
There's some older famous comics here that were dickheads that try to claim that they're like mildly autistic to Seinfeld did that. Seinfeld was like notoriously just mean to young comics here, unless you're rich or famous, which I could argue I get. He's been famous for four decades. A lot of people bother him. I understand not wanting to chop it up with young
people. Chop it up. You can say you can be civil still.
He's not civil. He's always been a dickhead. He just walks by you and you'd be like, hey, Jerry. And he just doesn't acknowledge you.
Doesn't even say hi. No.
And then it's funny that he goes on stage and notices things. And you go, cool. So you're going to be a prick to me. And now I got to watch you notice stuff. It's like, you can't make eye contact. And he's like, why is the light is bright? And you're like, okay.
Shut up.
All right, Jerry. And then he does the thing where he goes like, I realized recently I was on the spectrum.
No, you've always been an asshole.
Stand 10 toes down and just go, I'm a dickhead.
Don't you find it weird too when you meet a celebrity who's like way bigger than him, who's the nicest person on the fucking planet Earth, and you're like, you don't have to be like this.
Matt Damon is legitimately one of the nicest human beings I've ever met in my life. Paul Giamatti is one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
I ran into Adam Sandler one night years ago when I first moved to LA, and I was like, he was like trying new stuff. I go, great stuff. He walked by and went, oh, really? Thank you so much. I've been working on new stuff. And I was like, I'm some schmuck in the back of the room. Like, just talk to me.
The sweetest.
Bizarre.
The sweetest. And then people below them are fucking dickheads. And they go, well, actually, I have autism. And you go, no, you don't.
You fucking sack.
Just go,
shit.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, admit it. Yeah. When I'm an asshole, I'm an asshole.
Dennis Leary had a hit song about it. He's like, I'm an asshole. Just be an asshole. And you're like, great. Yeah.
Great. Thank you for being honest.
I also respect assholes.
Yes.
I don't respect people that hide behind autism.
No. I don't respect liars.
I respect someone that goes, ah, I'm a little crotchety.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a dickhead, and you go, yeah, fuck that. All right. I'll be a dickhead back to you, but it's like, it's not as personal.
No.
It's like heartbreaking. You know how influential Seinfeld was growing up, watching that show? All I wanted to do was be that character.
Yeah.
Clean sneakers, hot girlfriends, great apartment in New York.
Yeah.
It was like,
feel like you kind of have this.
And I'm like,
hey, actually looking around right now.
Yeah, and I'm basically marrying my Elaine Bennis.
You are. So
she's
what
my
the fuck?
Elaine. So it's great. But
are you engaged?
Yeah.
When we
got engaged like 2 years ago. So we're horrible at planning.
Okay.
And planning a wedding. We need a wedding planner. If you're a wedding planner,
get on it.
reach out to me.
Get it done.
Yeah. We want to get married. All of our friends are getting married. We're like, we just want to be married already.
I keep forcing my boyfriend. I'm like, I know, and men love that. Put a ring on my finger.
Yeah. How long you guys been together?
Year and a half. Oh, everything started quickly. We moved quickly.
2 years is about where you start really seeing if. Now, we went through the pandemic together. Okay, we were dating for about 6 months, and then we got into the pandemic together, and it was like,
oh, fuck.
Oh, all right. And you know, yeah. Like 6 months is like barely a new relationship, but then it was like, but jump it. But we knew.
That's the thing. I know.
We
knew enough. Yes.
Within a month, we knew.
He moved in 3 months into us dating.
Yeah.
So I was like, we're doing it quick.
Yeah, you do it quick. And then you go through it and you go, either this is going to work or it isn't.
Well, I'm like, I'm 40. It's either working or it's not. Get the hell out of my house.
Kids or no kids?
I'm 40. He's been slopping stuff in there, but nothing's taken.
God, I love just to fucking let her rip.
I mean, I've been off the pill for 8 years now, 9 years, and nothing. Okay. I've had no. I think it could be me.
Do you want kids?
I don't know. That's the problem. I think if I was wanting them badly, I'd be like, let's do this. My sister just had a kid, and she's so fucking cute. I'm like, I could just be a cool aunt.
That's where I'm at.
I don't need.
We made that decision together, and it unlocked. Yeah, we're not having kids.
It's also the dog. Like again, I have a golden retriever, and I'm like, I could just have two more goldens and be happy.
I think a dog can give you a form of love. I hate people that compare it to a child.
No, I just mean like
it's not. It's, even,
no, I'm not. Yeah. Don't fucking come at me. I just mean like I love Susan, and that's already a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
What on the road? What do we?
I just know I wouldn't be a. My job is I go on the road, which.
You're not home.
I'm not going to bring my baby with me.
I'm not bringing my baby.
And I'm not going to make her who my, she has a career.
Yeah.
I'm not making her stay give up home, her career. Yeah,
bye.
And then I get to come back in like.
Yeah, here's the money, bitch. Suck on my baby. Little dick.
Here's my micro penis. hit me with that big tongue. And I go, oh.
Oh, yeah, I missed that big tongue on the road.
Oh, fucking salt cube me. Salt cube me. I'm a fucking salt cube. But yeah, I think by the way, I am all for people that want kids.
Please
I think
do.
It's awesome. All my friends have kids.
Yeah.
I love threatening presents on my friends' children, going, I have expendable capital. I can drop a box of toys.
Oh, yeah.
At your front door. Mm. My friend, one of my best friends, has a daughter and twin girls. So he has three girls total.
Oh,
and they're hilarious. They are, he makes me laugh the hardest. He's not a comic.
Yeah.
He's my friend I grew up with. His daughters are very, very funny. I haven't hung out with them a lot, but I hung out with them recently and they were really making me laugh. And I kept joking that I was going to send the twins a full drum set and an electric guitar with a stack of amps. And like him and his wife are going like, and I go, I don't think you understand this. I will do this. And he goes, and then like you see him start to go like, okay. Don't. No, and I got like, I feel like a terrorist.
Hey, I'll do it.
I go, if you ever want peace again,
you should just send him like some drumsticks in the mail.
Yeah, just one, piece at a time.
Yeah,
just a symbol.
Yeah, a guitar pick, just a single pick. A triangle.
And then he comes home one time and his basement soundproofed. He goes, "What did you do?"
I mean, you could do this over the years. Just slowly start to just
Garapay, it's coming. Watch your ass, dude.
Watch your ass, bro. Dude,
but yeah, I mean, I think like...
I think if you really want them, have them. And I think if you're humming and hawing like this, I'm like... And my boyfriend Jefferson, he's from a family of nine.
Oh,
he's
you guys are fine.
Oldest of nine. And his dad died young, so he pretty much raised all his
kids. Yeah, he's good.
So I'm like, you've changed diapers, you've done this. If he was really like, I really want one, like that's a make or break for me, I'd do it.
I also think a thing that I like about not having, or the idea of not having kids is that I have money where my friends with kids, if they get into a pinch,
they're fucked.
I can help them.
Yeah.
I can swoop down and go like, I don't, you know.
Yeah, here's.
Like
here's a drum kit.
Yeah, here's
my kid's sick. Here's a drum kit.
Here's a new friend.
We need
help. Here's a new Fender Stratocaster.
And I bought classes. They're in the hospital.
They're intense. They're intense lessons. She's going to wail. Tell her to put glue into her fingertips like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
So he does?
That's what he used to do. He used to put, I think it was like he would play the guitar so much he'd get holes in his fingers and then he'd fill it with glue.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but Steve, I don't know if you ever watched like old.
So clips. My dad watches this.
Oh, hell yeah. You have the vibe of a daughter.
I have the hair of fucking Motley Crue. I understand.
Like you were born to a Motley Crue video.
I think I definitely was conceived for sure to that. Yeah.
That's so funny. They go, we're watching MTV. It's like, come on, feel the noise.
My dad's, and that's what it's like. My dad's connects. A rock hard. Yeah.
You're like, bah. Yeah, maybe. I think I was probably conceived to like a, like either Jimmy Buffett. Or bar song.
Yeah, you look like a Jimmy Buffett guy.
Yeah. My dad was huge into Jimmy Buffett.
Was he?
Oh, my dad. I mean, he died of cirrhosis, so it matches.
Okay.
Well, he died of liver and kidney failure.
So that's...
He had Hep C, the party one. Hep A is if you eat poop. Hep C is if you get pussy. Hep C is if you get pussy in a trailer park.
I don't know why I'm laughing. This is hilarious. I feel bad.
So funny. He fucked some trailer park slut and got hepatitis C and then didn't know.
My parents' friends did the same thing.
And then he just drank and then he died.
Oh, God. He didn't know. Oh, shit.
It's kind of real. I've been waiting for Fat Tit Neil, that slut's son, to reach out because I talk about him ad nauseum.
Do you? Was his other son?
It was, no, he wasn't my dad's son.
Oh.
It was my dad's girlfriend's son. And when I used to go visit their
fat
shit.
Fat Tit Neil.
That's what I called him.
That's hilarious.
As a 14-year-old boy, he had some fat tits. I remember your little pepperoni nipples. He's probably dead of fentanyl.
Were they like fat bastard kind of tits?
Yes.
Like, yeah, like stuff underneath them?
Yeah,
like,
dude. Yeah, I fucking hated that kid. He was so mean to me.
That's the thing. When those kids are mean, like the bullies are like blobs.
Well, then he took
his
shirt off and I realized why he was mean. Okay, that was one of the first epiphanies I've ever had in my life. I was 12 years old and I was like, this kid's a fucking motherfucker. And he took his shirt off and I was like, what's up, Fat Tit Neil? And then immediately I was like, this is why you're so mean. You got those fucking huge honkers.
Fat Tit Neil, that's some new merch for you.
Yeah, Fat Tit Neil. He's a character in the cartoon I just sold to Fox.
Is he? Oh, there you go.
We're trying to get Shane Gillis to play Fat Tit Neil.
He has to.
But Fox doesn't want me to call him Fat Tit Neil.
You have to call him Fat Tit Neil.
They want me to call him Psycho Neil.
No, don't be fucking around. No, Fat Tit Neil is Fat Tit Neil.
You have to push for it. Also, Shane voicing a character named Fat Tit Neil.
You need him to be Fat Tit Neil.
And Neil was so mean.
Of course he was.
He was big. You know when you're like 12, people that are 14 might as well be 30.
Yeah.
Like they're like.
Cellulite, the whole thing.
They're just like, 2 years is such a difference between 12 and 14. And he liked my dad. He like really liked me. My dad was fun.
Yeah.
And then I visited, and my dad likes me, obviously likes me. I mean, come on.
Okay, yeah, you're son.
I'm his son. And also, come on.
I don't have fat tits like you, Neil.
Look at this. I got puffy nipples, but I don't have
puffy
fat
nipples.
Tits. But I don't have fat tits.
What do you mean puffy nipples? Puffed
nipples
up?
Nipples are puffy.
The whole nipple or just the areola?
You see, like the whole, and then when I get cold, they get really small, and I look ripped. So whenever my nipples are fucking cold, I'll aggressively walk down wherever Katie is, and I'll go, look how ripped I look. And I'm not in shape at all.
Fucking but jacked my nips
feel, it makes me feel in shape when my nips are all tiny. I'm like, look how fucking jacked I am. And she goes, oh, you're so jacked. She plays along.
Yeah.
She's a good sport.
Yeah.
She fucking big tongues my micro penis.
Bring that micro over here.
She big tongues
my. She big tongues your little micro nips when they get all hard.
And I go, oh, fuck.
Fat Tit Neil.
He's got to stay the character.
No, he's just staying.
I hope he's dead. If he's alive, I hope he watches this, and I hope he knows that I hope he's dead.
Yeah. There's people that I hate, and I hope they watch my stuff. I think they do. I think they hate watch it.
Do you ever think about like ex-boyfriends that like follow up and watch like a clip of yours and go like...
Yes. My ex, who was a piece of fucking raging dog shit, one of the worst people on the planet, like found out he was like... bad to other women, like bad. Salt Lake City's disgusting place, never going back. He was obsessed with Happy Gilmore. And my boyfriend is Jefferson McDonald. He's Shooter McGavin's nephew. Oh. And looks exactly like him.
Really?
And I know he knows.
I love it. So he was obsessed with Happy Gilmore?
Obsessed. Golfing is his favorite thing on the planet to do. This the ex-blob. And then I met Jefferson, and I golf with him now, and I met Shooter McGavin recently.
Did you play golf with the shitty boyfriend?
No, never.
So you got into it with the new boyfriend, who's Shooter McGavin's nephew?
Yes, who looks exactly like Shooter McGavin.
I love that.
No, he looks literally exactly like him. It's actually like alarming.
There's nothing better than a spiteful glow up.
Oh, it's a spiteful glow up. Okay, where is this man? Look at my fucking boyfriend. He looks like young Shooter fucking.
He looks exactly like Shooter.
I know. I'm like,
that's crazy.
It's crazy.
He also looks like Jack Del Rio, former head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, there's a football coach that looks exactly like Shooter McGavin. Okay. Yeah, dude, that's always fun to think about.
It gets me off. Like, I love when I'm doing, like, when I'm on stage yelling at a guy and he hates it. I'm like, I'm wet. I'm like, you've no, the, when men like hate me, I'm like,
why?
I don't know. I feel like this power when I can embarrass them and they're just like fucking mad at me and their girlfriend's like dying laughing or something.
Do you try to win them back ever?
No. Because a lot of times,
I'm a pussy. I want people to like me.
No.
And so you were like,
I love leaving, especially if it's one guy, because the rest of the crowd's loving it. Yeah. But it's usually if I really hone in on one idiot, especially if they're like being loud or annoying. When you walk up and it's this, it's the woman, talking about sex, whatever the fuck it is. And then I'm like, like right now I'm screaming at this guy online because I posted a clip about whatever, some riff about shampoo, guys using shampoo in the shower, and people are like going off on it. And then with female comics only talk about sex. And I'm like, buddy, this is 50 seconds of an hour. Guess what? Those clips go viral. It's had a million views, you fucking piece of shit. This is why I post it.
It's also very funny when, because you're right, the main attack on female comedians is all they talk about is sex, which is funny because those guys are calling whoever comedian they're criticizing, they're calling that woman a hack.
Yes.
And they're doing the hackiest.
Yes, that's the hack. Yes.
You are actually the hack.
Yeah.
The hack is you. You
saying women aren't funny or the type of sex is the most hack thing you could say.
Yeah.
And which, every man you follow probably also does
that. As a dude, my favorite thing to do is when someone gives me the generic statement that women aren't funny, I will ask who their favorite male comedians are. And oftentimes, they're not good.
Yes.
They are very popular, not good comedians. And then you break it down and you go, this guy's joke structure shit. What do you like about it? And they go like, all right.
Maybe.
Because it's so easy to go like, now I understand disliking from like a pop standpoint. Because a lot of times the stuff that's very popular isn't necessarily good.
Yes.
But to make the sweeping generalization, you're like, well, that's impossible. I can tell you people. Maria Bamford's one of the best stand-up comedians of all time.
Squeaky clean.
She's one of my favorite people to watch.
Yep.
Unwanted thought syndrome for me is it. And it's like, so you're going to tell me I don't know funny when I can give evidence?
Yes. Kirsten. Like, every time I see Jessica Kirsten, I die laughing.
Her new Hulu special is unbelievable. Maddie Wiener. Fucking rich.
She's so fucking funny.
How funny is
Jordan
she?
Jensen.
Jordan Jensen, unbelievable. Jordan Jensen
is one of my favorite comics to watch right now. It's insane.
I brought Maddie Wiener, which she featured for me at Indie Helium, and I just sat in the back hallway listening to her because I was like, every one of these jokes.
Yeah, murdering.
Just a fucking, Carmen Legala. I don't know if you've seen her.
Yes, I do. She's so
super
funny.
Super funny. Yep. But there are always people you go, well, you don't want.
Well, you don't watch female comics.
But I also, there's the male version of that is everyone going, well, he's bro. He's just like a bro. And you go, well, no, he's talking about male stuff. So sometimes there's stuff that's just for men that like from the outside, I can see why you think he's a bro.
Again, you're also based off one fucking clip on Instagram. It's like, you're not looking at, go to my other clips. I do sketch shit like it's stupid.
I had a joke in my HBO special about, I think farts are funny or whatever. And immediately this guy's like, this is a Louis bit. And then what I love is when other people go, what Louis bit? And he goes, I don't know, but I swear I heard Louis do this. And you go, oh, so you're just, this is what a lot of people don't realize about the internet, that comics need to get better at realizing this, is people just squawk on the internet just to squawk.
Yeah.
So sometimes going back and forth, unless you got a point to nail down on a guy, you're just yelling at
nothing. I'm yelling at nothing. It's a waste of my time.
One time Neil Brennan made the, he equivalated it to someone, you're yelling at someone driving by and yelling at you.
Yeah.
And then you're standing there going, well, fuck you. And I fucking, it's like, they're gone. They're not fucking.
That's a very good.
And they're not, but I get wanting to push back. I want to push back on everything I read.
I don't know why. When it's that kind of irritates me.
As I would think if I were a woman, I would have a disgusting vagina, but I would not keep it up.
If you see my
my pussy would be gross, but I would probably get very annoyed with that exact thing of
it's just annoying, especially I don't know,
because I get the stuff of like, what are you, a Rogan bro? And you're like, why? Because I'm friends with people that go on Rogan.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I have my own thoughts.
Also, that person probably listens to Rogan, loves him.
Yeah, that's always the weirdest thing where they go, oh, you like that? And you're like, no.
Some guy yesterday, I've been dying at this because I screenshot it because I don't like to post this kind of shit, but it made me laugh.
Yeah, but get it out.
Craig, nice. I've been watching you a lot. This is December 1st, 2023. I've been watching you a lot lately. I think you're hilarious. I was wondering if there are any good tips for someone trying to start their career in comedy.
Great.
Yesterday, 8 p.m., you're kind of a fucking bitch not replying to a fan. You waited 2 years.
My guy. You waited 2 years.
2 years. 2 years.
How long does he hold on to that?
Best part, he's still following me. I checked today.
That's because those jokes are good.
Yeah. He's still
in it. The product's good enough.
You're kind of a fucking bitch.
There's a person at your front door. Ring wants you to know.
Oh, let me see. It could be Susan.
That's like a weird
I don't know why I have this. You know why? It's like such a funny psychotic thing. I'm like
holding her phone and I go, Ring says your house is being burned down.
There's a shooting across the street
today. There's a guy raping your boyfriend. Ring said this. I don't know. I think you might want to take this.
I love that Ring camera. I'm spying.
Oh, Ring cameras?
Oh, I'm spying on my neighbors.
I love that. Do you have it in the house?
No, just the front door.
That's fun.
And I say things sometimes, people, when they walk by.
That's fun.
I know. It's a fun game.
I'm very jealous because Brendan Sagalo, has a cat. And when we go on the road together, he has a camera that watches his cat. So we'll be in the green room. I'll be missing old fucking Miss Myrtle. And then I'll just be like, what are you doing, Sagalo? And he's looking at his phone. He's like, I'm watching my cat. And it's like just the camera following this cat around. And it's like the camera will move and the cat will be like, and I'll just go back to it. And I'm like, I'm kind of jealous of that.
Have you seen the one that throws the treats out for the dogs? You can like or say a treat and a command and it will throw the treat out on the camera and you watch it eat a little treats.
Can we get that as a sponsor?
Yes, that,
get
that as a sponsor.
And Grid Down, Chow Down.
Are you, come on. I mean, this is going to be just a dog podcast now.
I mean, dude, I will get all the treats. I would kill for a camera to
I would feed. Kill for my dog. Yeah. I would take a bullet for my dog. I always think that. If someone was shooting and I like in slow motion midair, like 90s.
Can I tell you, that makes me feel really good because when I walk Myrtle, oftentimes I fantasize about what would happen if someone wasn't paying attention and their car hit Myrtle while we were on a walk and how I would pull them out of their car and beat them to death on 6th Avenue.
You're dead.
I think about that a lot.
I hear, is that bad? That's, no.
I think about the physical that I could probably get my hand through the window.
Yeah.
And then once I had them, I would pull them, seatbelt or not.
Yeah.
I'm pulling them out. And then I think, okay, well, what if they went to open the door? Then I would slam the door on their leg.
Uh-huh.
And then I would take them and I would slam the door on their head. And by the way, this is while I'm just still walking Myrtle.
Yeah.
And I go like this. Don't eat that. You see me walking. If you see me walking down the street walking my dog, know that I'm fantasizing about kicking the shit out of someone that hurts my fat little sweetheart.
She's chunky. I like her little fat butt.
She's fat.
When, like, during the pandemic, when Lady Gaga's dogs got taken, I fantasized because I have a golden retriever in East Hollywood, kind of stands out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I will. That's it. Then you're shooting
John Wick.
That's
why watching John Wick for the first time, you were like, this is the perfect movie.
I can't. The dog doesn't die, right?
Oh, the dog dies.
I can't watch it. That's why this is why I want to know.
The dog dies.
Homeward Bound, All Dogs Go to Heaven. I can't even.
Dog dies.
When Shadow comes back over that hill.
Yeah, I love it. Homeward Bound is one of the greatest
movies. When Shadow walks, this is what I think about.
Do you remember the movie Milo and Otis?
I
have.
Whenever I have to do a crying scene,
I
audition and I think of my dog dying and start sobbing. And my manager will be like, I can get you more crying roles, but it's just me thinking of Susan dead. And
no,
I'm like,
no, Sue. Sweet Sue.
Sweet Sue.
Have you ever watched the movie Milo and Otis?
No.
Oh, it's like an 80s classic. Don't look up the Wikipedia because you find out how many animals they killed. It's wild. They did a Legion of Skanks episode where they went through it because it was Lewis's favorite movie as a kid, and you find out that was filmed without regulation. But like Homeward Bound and stuff, Homeward Bound I think had like animal cruelty charges on them.
They did.
Oh yeah, they don't film. Yeah, those dogs don't just participate. They go.
They
like,
do.
Look it up. Look up Homeward Bound.
This
I want to know.
So sad.
I'm sorry to do this.
Shadow's just getting raped. That's why he's walking so slow up the hill.
They go. You know they actually broke his leg. You like find that out. Or there's just like a wrangler who goes.
God,
I gotta snap this lab's leg real quick for this shot. And he goes, anyways, where do you guys want to go? Arby's after we shoot? He's like, and the dog's like, fuck.
Oh, no.
I want to know if Homeward Bound. I know Milo and Otis was chock full of animal rights violations.
I tried to get Susan to be a acting dog. I wanted her to, because she's so fucking cute. Goldens are so stupid and cute.
They are.
But then she doesn't listen, so it's not going to work.
Yeah. I also, the way that they do acting. Have you ever watched like behind the scenes clips of how they do with dogs acting? And they go like, over here. And the dog's like, and it's just like a million treats. Myrtle would do it for the treats. She just wouldn't listen.
No.
I can't. I'm saying this. I'm saying that word too loud right now.
She's on the other side of that
door. She's going like, what? What? You say treats? And she goes,
seeing
like,
her in that crate, my eyeballs popped out of my head.
Well, that's her room. She, There is, so people on Reddit at least are arguing that Milo and Otis, those are accusations.
Okay.
That aren't true. But there's an article on Yahoo from April 23rd from Snopes that says animals were purportedly abused in making of the adventures of Milo and Otis. Milo and Otis. Here's what we found. Unproven.
Okay.
Okay. A Japanese film released in 1986 was one of the first and only hit films to feature an entirely live animal cast. Okay. Huh. However, without animation or CGI, the animal actors were allegedly exposed to danger and, according to some, died as a result.
Whoa.
Number one film for that year. Japan is fucking nuts.
What was it, this movie?
Have you ever seen Milo and Otis?
No, wait. I need to show you. There's
There is actually no concrete evidence.
Okay. There's a show in Canada.
Maybe you should watch Milo and Otis.
Hand Me the Hamster. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
It was a TV series in Canada.
Okay.
And it was all about this guy that voiced a hamster. Mm-hmm. Once Upon a Hamster. Two seasons.
Okay.
Where this guy, it'd be like he'd get in cars with his like guinea pig friend.
Great.
And they'd muck around. But now I'm worried that like.
Gotta look into it.
He would drive cars. Oh, I'm recording nothing. He would like drive around and the guy would be like, oh, I'm going to drive with my friends. Hey, get in the Cadillac. I mean,
he didn't sound like that.
His voice wasn't like that. But it'd be like a mouse, a bunny.
You got to do your research.
I'm going to cry. I had hamsters as a kid too. I'm going to cry.
Did?
I did.
Hamsters, I feel like, get mistreated more than other animals.
Well, mine lived for 6 years. It was so gross. Its balls were a bigger dick than my girl, I'll tell you that.
Damn.
It's nuts. He would get so horned up. They would drag around the sawdust and leave like marks. And then he had a jizz corner. He had his pee corner and then he had his jizz corner. He put his legs up on the back bars and he'd go, and it would spray out. And it was so hard to get. I'd have to clean it right away or I'd have to get like a fucking screwdriver to chisel
the jizz. Nuts?
It was so gross. You'd be
like, Steph, check this out.
And it was like, I'm not joking, 6 years. It was so big. And I thought he died, but apparently hamsters are going to hibernation. And I threw him in a garbage can in Toronto. I thought he was dead. I think he was.
He's dead. just for her peace.
I'm
going
to take out box.
Yeah, he was dead.
But I put blankets in there.
Dude, he was like, bitch, I loved you for 6 years and this is what I get. I was sleeping.
He wasn't asleep.
That's like if no. I fell asleep and Katie was like, I put him outside. He's dead.
I threw him down the garbage chute.
I was getting my REM cycle.
I finally fell asleep.
I finally got good sleep and I get thrown down the trash chute.
Oh, no. He's
The special's out. We're going to release this when the special's out.
Special's out June 24th.
That's my birthday.
Oh, Netflix.
Shout out. Hell yeah.
I know.
Go on Netflix. Watch Steph Tolliver. She's fucking hilarious. And as a birthday present to me.
Yes.
I would appreciate you watching Steph Tolliver.
Thank you.
I think we can hold this episode. Can we hold this episode till June? Yeah. This was recorded way back.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. So anything said that is upset. And Fat Tit Neil, if you reached out, we've made our peace.
Yeah.
And Micro Penis, I'm glad you get a good big lick once in a while. The Netflix special out now. What's it called?
Filth Queen.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Yeah. Filth Queen.
If you like Bill Burr too, he produced it. And He's in the beginning of it because I want those views.
Oh, Billy Rednuts in the beginning. Steph Tolliver, the Dirt Queen. I love
Filth Queen. Dirt Queen's better.
Dirt Queen's kind of fun. Can you change it?
Yeah, I might have changed
it. Filth Queen's fucking great too. Filth Queen on Netflix. Watch it. You're absolutely hilarious. I'm so glad you came.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope Susan lives a very long life.
And so is Myrtle.
Oh.
There's a new pill. Have you seen it?
I don't know, but I'll give it to her. I'll hide it in cheese and I'll give it to her.
No, there's a new pill that makes dogs live like 10 years longer. Yes.
Myrtle's going to be 21. I want her to be 23, dude. I'll have her in a wheelchair. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to go pet her right now.
Oh, yeah. We'll let her in. She's so soft. She's got a haircut. You can see the marks, the buzz marks.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.